All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's Thursday on The Usual Suspects. Everybody present and accounted for, and that's always a good thing for me, for you, and for anyone that you talk to when you tell them that they should be tuned in right now to ESPN 97.5, as we will be taking you guys, hopefully, along for the ride, all the way till 4 o'clock, where we turn it over to the Blitz, who today would be Jong, Fred Fowler, and the survey says, who's filling in for AJ today?
Jong.
And I believe it's Holly, right? Or no, Holly's tomorrow.
Holly and Cody Stutes are tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your love interest this week. So then is
Who's
Jong...
my love interest this week?
Cody.
Cody, because you guys are
you and Cody
moonlighting
are
together.
Y'all are banging.
I didn't say that.
Y'all are banging.
So who's... Jong's doing the show with Fred, I believe, today, and then I think someone else is producing. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, it is Jong and Fred today, and then you're right, Cody Stutes and Holly.
By the way, I liked my version better.
Of what?
My What Up H-Town
off air. It was horrible.
It was amazing.
And I gave you the forum to go ahead and let it fly.
You know what I miss? And I miss this particular part of it. I mean, I miss doing the show on Sundays.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the segment I used to do with Belinda?
I heard you guys talk about it. You told me a lot about
that,
Belinda.
Nick?
Of course.
I was thinking about that today. I really miss Action News 17 with Belinda.
It was pretty funny.
It was the most fun just to sit there and scream into the microphone for no reason.
What?
It was just the silly, stupid thing I started doing, and I just haven't done it in forever. And she was so great, man. She was the perfect.
She couldn't have been more cool about the situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would try to do a newscast, and I would play a bit, and he would just destroy it. Like, he would just yell.
I would be the, you know how, like, they'd be like, live. I would be just over the top. Not that that surprises you.
No.
But I would be, like, really over the top when I'd introduce her. And then she'd start to do her news bit, and then I would interrupt. I'm like, cut. No. And Leave Shock would be like, cut. And I'm like, Belinda, you can't do, like, we were trying to help her.
Yeah.
I just love it. Was so much fun because she played it perfectly. Like, she was serious about it. She was trying to do the freaking news. And it's just all this stupidity going on around her. It was a lot of fun, man. I almost wish we should do that bit on here. Like, it was just so much fun.
Well, if you do, you just know that the bench will take it within at least a month.
That's true.
Within a month to 6 months, they'll be doing.
Next Christmas party, we're like, Belinda, why the hell were you on the bench this morning?
Yes.
Doing live Action News 17.
That would definitely
with
happen.
Belinda. That was so much fun.
That's funny. It reminds me. We got Taylor a little mini microphone already.
Is she going to be a newscaster
and
or a radio?
It projects already.
Uh-huh.
Right? And all of a sudden, she comes home and she's like, ladies and gentlemen, it's mommy. And I'm like, really, Lisa? We're starting this already? And then Lisa, just to be a pain in my ass, goes, Taylor, give it to Daddy. Daddy can do it better. And then I did it for her once. And she's like, Daddy, do it again. Daddy, do it again. I'm like, okay.
Do you do What I've aged down for?
No.
Oh,
although I've asked her to do that several times because I'd like to get it recorded so
yes.
we could use it on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
But she's still not real clear spoken.
I'll
on
see
the,
if Sebastian will do it.
Okay,
maybe he'll.
The cat.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Maybe we can get.
Did you not know who Sebastian was, Nick?
I forgot your cat's name was Sebastian.
Yeah,
my bad.
Maybe we can
super
get
super manly name for a
we
cat.
We can get What Up H Town. Meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
That'll be the open for hour number three when we're joined by the sports mapper.
There you go.
What up, Meow Town?
Yeah, I'll try and get Tay to do that.
So much to talk about.
You got a lot on here today.
So much to talk about.
Yes.
One thing I forgot to mention yesterday. Have you seen the movie The Shape of Water?
No, sir. You know me.
I know.
I'm married to a woman that is anti-movie.
This is the stupidest movie I have ever seen in my whole life. And I saw Sharknado. This literally is the dumbest movie. I don't understand how this was up for any kind of Academy Award or otherwise. But this movie is based in the 50s, 60s. I don't know. They still called them gams and broads back then. I don't know. But they get this mermaid, man-made. He's a merman. He's a. I don't know what he is. He's a fish man guy.
Okay.
Like, this is the worst knockoff of Aquaman ever.
I was just going to say, okay? Yeah.
So it's just this dude fish guy, and they've captured him, and they're trying to figure out, because he can breathe in water and out of water. And they're like, man, we could use that in space. Like, he has dual breathing mechanisms. By the way, spoiler alert on all this. If you haven't seen it, I'm saving you the trouble.
Where's the water in space, by the way?
I don't know. They're just talking about the breathing. Like, you can breathe in space, out of space. I don't know.
Okay.
So this is like, so the Americans have him in custody, and the Russians are trying to get him. And this dude, they're like torturing him. And this chick, this mute, she's a mute. So she can hear, but she can't talk. So she does all sign language, falls in love with the merman, fish dude guy. And they're banging. Like, she's having sex with a fish, which, by the way, the only redeeming quality of the show is that about earmuffs, kids. The only redeeming quality of the show is that about every third scene, it's a cutscene to her masturbating in the bathtub. And then they just show her fully naked and she gets in the tub. And it's not, I mean, it's like,
who's the 10 actress?
Seconds. I don't know.
But she's good.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If your internet's down,
so
it'll
if
work.
They're torturing this fish, what is it? A hook with a worm?
No, they got like a prod. They're shocking.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, she graduates from masturbating to having sex with this fish guy, and then like the one chick that she hangs out with, her friends, like, does he even have a?
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like, yeah, you don't see it though. Like, this thing opens up and it comes out almost like a missile silo. Like, you just it's covered. And then the door opens and pew, out comes the missile. And then she bangs the fish. And I'm just like, it's just the stupidest concept for
who, any major actor?
At one point, they just start singing.
Who's the fish?
At one point, it just turns into a fish guy, mute chick musical.
Who's the fish?
I don't know.
No major actor.
I didn't even bother to look it up.
Didn't it win Best Picture?
It won all kind of Academy Awards. This is the stupidest movie. I don't even know what it got on Rotten Tomatoes, but it couldn't have been low enough. At one point, they literally, it turns into a 50s musical, and they're on stage singing. It's Masturbating Lady and the Fish Guy.
Yeah, no.
Singing. That was like, I don't even know what's happening right now. And my wife, of all people... My wife, we're so far invested in the movie that it's one of those ones where you're like, I'm not going to turn it off because I'm going to see this through to the end. It sucks, but I'm going to see. I kind of want to know, does this dude die or what happens? At one point, Nora she's laying on the couch and she kind of lifts her head up. She turns around, looks at me and goes, you suck at picking movies. And just, it's like,
you picked it?
Yeah. I recorded it because I'm like, we never use HBO. Right? Like, we have HBO.
I'm with you.
We never use it. We pay for all the channels. Like, the cable bill is maxed out. And I'm like, we never use this. I'm recording some movies and we're going to watch them. And Nora was like, okay, fine. So I saw The Shape of Water. And then I remembered that was like really highly regarded. Like, I remember it being, there's a buzz about it on the Oscars. And then the only other thing I remember was somebody talking about masturbation. So I thought, well, this has to be great. It's an Oscar-winning movie with masturbation. This can't be worse. It can't be bad. Oh, yes, it can.
It's weird. Someone
it absolutely
else on,
can.
Someone else on Twitter,
it was horrible.
Nationally, just said the same thing.
8
that
point,
it was the 8. Worst
4
movie
out of 10
ever.
8.4 out of 10?
Yeah.
Out of 100? Definitely not out of
8. 10. 8.4 out of 10 average rating, 92% on the tomato meter. On the audience score, 73%, 3.7 out of 5.
Stupid
yeah,
concept.
You weren't the only one. Someone was tweeting this last night.
Well, that it might
was
have awful. Been me.
No, it was somebody else. It was someone nationally that was tweeting about it, maybe the worst movie that they've ever seen.
Are you sure that one, Birdcage or whatever this new one is on Netflix? There's a new one on Netflix that people are hating on.
Okay.
But yeah, this, I don't know. And then somebody was like, my buddy Connor Hogan was like, bro, are you just now watching this movie? It's like 2 years old. Yeah. I wait for it to come on HBO. I'm not going to the theater to watch this stupid ass movie. Thank God. It was horrible. I say this all as a public service announcement. Save your 2 hours. It's a 2 hour fish movie. A 2 hour fish man masturbating mute chick movie. What? It was just horrible.
That sounds like it wasn't good.
Yeah. So that kind of, that almost ruined Christmas. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, if you force your wife to watch a movie and it sucks, I mean, you kind of deserve any criticism that comes your way, right?
Isn't
that
fair? If I forced her? No.
Like, we're watching a movie.
No, she's always like, we don't ever watch movies. We should watch a movie. And I was like, bet. You know what? I'll record some on HBO because we pay for it. And we never watch, other than Game of Thrones, which is going away, and then I'm canceling HBO.
The only reason why I get HBO is for Hard Knocks. And then I never cancel it. And I had to do the same thing. Because I'm like, I was doing what you were doing. I started taping, or excuse me, I started recording on the DVR movies. Because I'm like, we don't get a single cent worth of HBO.
None.
The LeBron show, The Shop, was pretty good. I recorded some of those. But I canceled it. I was like, this is ridiculous.
See, good for you.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Also want to give a shout out to Justin Hart. I had done a tweet and he had sent it out, but we were chit-chatting and I happened across his Twitter page. And man, I just want to, he's out there fighting a good fight against the big C. He is in round 3 of 10 of chemo, man. And wow. He said he's got it beat. He said it's over. Prognosis looks good. So good for him, man.
Fantastic,
shout out
man.
To him.
You go,
man.
Justin.
Yeah, good Justin job. Hart, man. Good for you, bud.
All right, we're just getting started. A lot of you piling up, starting to get out and reach to the show. HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number, or of course, you can always reach us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at The Producer Nick. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, just getting started. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel because we are radio warriors. We are here for you because we are the show of the people.
Otherwise, Barry was talking about what he does with his socks in bed or something like that in the commercial. What were you saying?
No.
Yeah, you were.
You said the inner workings of an Argyle is magic.
No. You know what? You're not my friend.
I had to do it because I knew you were going to do it to me first. This was just like a...
You knew I was going to do it to you first.
Oh, you would have too.
Absolutely not. I don't believe that for one second.
Hey, so let me run this one by you guys, because you know I've had these issues in the past with DirecTV, but I only keep it for the NFL Sunday Ticket.
Right.
Right? So we were talking about HBO and those type things. So like about a month ago, we started having like, in certain rooms in the house, you turn on the TV and the DirecTV logo comes up, but you can't get the actual programming to pop up, the guide. It started taking longer and longer. We had two different technicians come out. All right. They both said, hey, we can do a software upgrade for you, but the only way we really can fix this is you're due for an upgrade, so it's free, but you have to upgrade to the newest big receiver, main receiver, and DVR, and you're eligible to do that. The only problem is you lose everything you've recorded on the DVR. And, you know, Lisa goes nuts with all the Real Housewives and all that other stuff.
Right.
So I said, can I wait? And he goes, yeah, just get a couple days, whatever it takes, and then you can call. So after the second go-round of the TVs really acting up, I call. I said, it's time. She agreed with me. They said, okay, good. We'll come out. So I call. They act like I'm an alien. They have no. They say they keep copious notes. They don't have anything. All right? So then they go and they say, well, Joel, I don't know what they told you, but you are eligible on January 14th for an upgrade. I said, I've been a customer for 23 years. What are you talking about?
Did you go through this already once with him? Because I remember a story where you had to throw
out DirecTV,
how long you've been a customer with him.
So I go an hour on the phone, three different reps until I got to a supervisor who I said, what difference does 14, 15 days make? Just, they already told me that all I had to do is pick up the phone. Now you're telling me I got to wait, blah, blah, blah. Long story long, we get it scheduled for this morning, 8 a.m. I get Taylor to school early. I skip coffee. I'm waiting. Dude calls me. I believe English was his second language. And he calls me and says, I'm on my way, but I'm just letting you know I don't have the equipment you need. What?
Why come?
How do you know that? He goes, well, because I'm looking at the paperwork of what you have and what TVs you have and everything like that. And they're just replacing the receiver you already have. They're not getting you the upgraded one you need. I'm like, so why don't you just go to wherever you got to go and get another one? He goes, no, I can't do that. You got to call again. I called again. An hour later, they finally figured it out. And I said, and seriously, and I kept asking for supervisors. Now, I will say this. This is why I think DirecTV is such a big scam. Every time you bitch at them, they give you a deal. And then they send you to the next. Yesterday, I got $40 off my bill from one thing that from the sports pack that I subscribed to. Then $10 off for one, $40 off for another. I was like, y'all want to keep going? Today, because I waited an hour to get to the bottom of it, I got an extra $5 off per month for a year. So I've already reduced my bill by $55 a month for the next 12 months, which is great. But I still had to waste all that time until they said, now finally, we're going to come out and do what we said we're going to do. And we're going to try and be there tomorrow morning. I'm like, do you realize what, when you have a family and you have all these things, you make all these, like Lisa, I don't know how Nora is. Lisa's like, if people are coming to the house, she has to clean and she doesn't care. There might be the random instance that they use a bathroom on the third floor in a bedroom in the corner. Doesn't matter. The whole house has to be clean.
My whole takeaway from the whole thing is you have a third floor.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean third floor. Fancy. Second floor,
see,
my bad.
Y'all make
I don't
fun
have
of
a,
Chateau
no,
de
I don't
la
have a
Laminac.
Third floor. Nick knows
you
this.
Have a third floor bathroom.
I don't have
he
a third
doesn't.
Floor.
He doesn't have a third
I don't. I
really?
Misspoke.
You're just going to bail
no,
him out
totally
like that?
He totally has a third floor. You,
thank you.
That's where your man cave
up,
is.
Because you know that's not
dummy.
True. But here's the thing. So I had to go through all that. I spent 2 hours on the phone yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming. And they're coming back tomorrow. And it still isn't fixed yet.
Here's my opinion on that whole situation. And I'm pretty sure DirecTV is never going to sponsor The Usual Suspects.
Right.
Not if he keeps this up.
Oh, I'm not done either. I mean,
my issue is that, because I've been with DirecTV too.
Yeah.
The guys that they hired to do all the installation and the activation and all that, they're independent contractors. And so when you're dealing with an independent contractor, I feel like there's a lot less care and a lot less service.
You're right, because they are independent contractors.
And then they can come to your house and, this is what I charge for installing this and customizing this and installing this line
if
here.
If you give me $20, I'll drill a couple holes
and
put a couple brackets
up. Oh, man, it's not even $20 anymore. You should. When I was at my apartment complex, it's a $200 deposit just to let the dude in the complex to install it. Yeah, when I first moved into this complex, it was a $200 deposit just for them to come in. And then when he got in, the satellite, because of where my building was, had to be pointed in a particular direction.
Yes, right.
So he had to customize this like metal pole that he got from Home Depot. And that cost me another $100. So it cost me $300 just before I even started paying.
Oh, these dudes are on the light side now. $20 and they'll put a bracket up for you and do all this other stuff. But here's the other thing. What I found out during the process was she not only labeled the wrong receiver, right? So I was just going to get a brand new version of the receiver that's already slow as molasses. But then they kept bringing up this January 14th is the date where you're eligible. I was like, no, because two different texts said it. My wife was here. We have witnesses, blah, blah, blah. So what came out in the wash was they planned on doing a switch out to just a newer version of what I have for now. And then without telling us, they were going to come back on January 14th and take that one out and put the new Genie 2 in. I was like, so you weren't even going to tell me that you were planning on coming to my house twice in the next month? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That ain't happening. And I made sure that's where she screwed up. Because the manager goes, at the end of the call yesterday, she goes, and by the way, I'm Stephanie, the supervisor, just to make sure. Because she thought like she was going to get this rave review. Oh, no. I made sure when I was talking to supervisor today that Stephanie was clearly the woman who screwed up and crapped all over my day twice. 2 hours on the phone.
I'm with you, man. They don't take copious notes. They have poor communication, and they take forever to get the job done. I totally get it.
I feel like this is maybe the seventh time?
But I can't get rid of it,
dude.
You've
bitched about DirecTV?
I can't get rid of it because of the NFL Sunday ticket.
You know
what? It's the only way you can get it.
Guess what? I go through life without the NFL Sunday ticket.
I don't.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should.
I'm not Lance Zerline, but I don't.
You literally, like, I've never heard more problems with their TV service than what you have.
So frustrating.
You need to switch. I don't know.
It's not worth it. That's why I went with the internet-based service because it's just so hard to deal with people on the phone. I'd rather just activate my service by myself.
Here's the other thing, too. I believe that the only way they're overcharging you immensely, no matter what.
Of course.
And the only way you get money off is if you complain. And the more you bitch, the more they take off. Because I bitched about the fact I was going to cancel my service about a month ago because it was so high. Within one phone call, they had reduced it by like $160.
That's good.
But you have to bitch.
Well, that's how that works. I knew that.
Like, I know one way. I know one way you could do.
Just, even with U-verse, you have to do that.
Oh yeah, because that's a very. It's very similar in that it's kind of a cable company like DirecTV or
Right, but it was that was just annoying, and I dealt with that again this morning, and now they're coming back again tomorrow morning.
You can bitch about it tomorrow again.
Oh my God!
If they don't get the job done,
I swear to God, I'm going to come over and replace your dish myself.
No, I don't need you touching my dish because then it really would work.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. But yeah, that was annoying as hell.
Oh.
So, all right, you and we've got more to get to, including
get to
some sports.
Yes.
Hopefully some bowl games that will actually be finished and played instead of just postponed forever.
Did you enjoy the TCU bowl game?
Oh, my God.
Garbage.
I didn't watch it. We were talking. Cardi was talking about it.
It was the garbage
bowl.
The Cheez-It bowl.
The garbage
bowl. And people
bowl.
Were banning Cheez-Its from ever being eaten again because of how horrendous the game was.
It's not that good. Cheez-Its are not that good. Sorry.
I'm not a fan of Cheez-Its either.
You watch your damn mouth.
Yeah, I said it.
Cheez-Its are amazing. Are you Cheez-Its or Cheez Nips? Which one?
Neither.
Neither.
And I'm a cheese guy from Wisconsin.
Neither? I'm going to say negative neither. On both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, neither.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, I'll sit down with a box of Cheez Nips. It's game over.
Just keep
eating
them.
Man, just gone. Whole box.
Cheese nips?
Same thing. I don't even know why they put a resealable thing on Oreos. You sit me down in front of a thing of Oreos, forget it. You're not getting a pack. You're not getting any Oreos back. It's going in the trash. I'm going to eat rows. All 3 rows.
The baked sour cream and cheddar Ruffles.
Mm-hmm.
The whole bag.
Yeah.
Without question. There are certain things that you just, what would you eat the whole bag of? Like even the Boca Chica Pop, it's called. It's supposed to be like 35 calories a cup. Lisa buys it. I'm like, well.
Cheese Nips.
I don't care how many cups are in a bag, but it's gone.
Was it Cheez-Its bowl or Cheese Nips bowl? Which one was it?
I don't know what Cheese Nips are. Cheez-Its are the squares.
Google Cheese Nips. It's the same thing.
What are they, nipple shaped?
No, they're just.
You got some Cheese Nips?
They're nips of cheese. I don't know what the hell.
All right, well, we continue to fight through fast food and quick snacks and cheese nips. You can join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. We'll take it till 4. Blitz will take it till 7. AJ out. Jong in. So that's the switch up on the Blitz. And then tomorrow, Cody Stutes is moonlighting on you, Nick. Now you know how we feel when we have you doing double duty. Cody's going to do your show with you tomorrow, and then he's going to suck it up and do the Blitz.
He can
night.
Do it. Cody's got a lot of energy, man.
I thought you were going to say he has a lot of hot air.
Does he?
He does, man. He does. I didn't expect him to have as much energy. I just thought he was more like, not in a bad way. I mean, like more like.
It's because he's big. You're saying that because
he's
big.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what I feel like. Not.
I feel like Cody, you were saying he had a lot of hot air.
I let Cody make fun of his own fatness. I feel
like you're saying you didn't expect him to have a lot of energy because he's a big guy.
Nope.
I mean, that's what you said during the break.
I wouldn't say that about
Cody. Dirty.
I did blame him for my tardiness today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so was everybody late today?
It was just me. Just a few minutes.
By the way, speaking
so
of that.
You guys sounded good, by the way.
Speaking of that, this is Demetrius Barry Tell Nick. I really enjoyed listening to him and Cody yesterday and today. They're really good together. The Cheez-It Bowl segment was great.
Yeah, Cody went off on it, and it was great. It
really?
Was great. He actually had 2 rants, one today and one yesterday, that I enjoyed it a lot.
He was right about one.
The Cheez-It Bowl. By the way, I was. It is Cheez-Its that I like, not Cheese Nips.
When I Googled it, it looks exactly the same.
Yeah, but I saw the box. I recognized it by the box, and it's Cheez-Its, not Cheese Nips. So I'm all down with the Cheez-It Bowl now. All is forgiven.
They do like the
even though there was 9 interceptions in that dumbass game.
They do the Pepsi challenge for Cheez-Its and Cheez Nips. I was showing Barry, and they're two homely dudes, and one puts like a pink mask on with eyes on it to blindfold himself and try to tell the difference. Who cares? I didn't even know what Cheez Nips were.
I mean, diehard Cheez Nips and Cheez-Its lovers care.
How many of those people exist?
I don't know. I didn't take a poll. enough where how many views was on the YouTube? That'll tell you how many diehard. No. the cheese nips it bowl was pretty bad.
9 interceptions, 3 of them back to back to back.
4. Not back to back to back, but 4 possessions in a row.
Oh, of but he interceptions. Was saying 3. I didn't know. I didn't watch.
4 possessions in a
row. That's
ridiculous. TCU's quarterback had more picks than completions.
No, he had 7 completions, 4 interceptions. Grayson,
no, wait a minute. Who had the one that the backup came in? Cal, then.
Cal had 5 completions, 2 interceptions. Chase Forrest.
Yeah, I think the team.
Nobody
had
more. Yeah. No. Even then, there was.
Not even the team.
TCU had 4 interceptions, only 8 completions for 28 yards.
Oh, my God.
A Big 12 team went out and threw up a grand whopping total of 28 yards passing in a bowl game. And then, of course, Cal, they just ran roughshod with 164. It was a garbage-ass game. If any game should have been called and not played, it was this one. And then it was 7-7 and it goes to overtime. It was a big bowl of suck is what it was. It was a horrible game. It was awful. And then, I don't know. This was the QBRs. There was 4 QBs that played. Now, I want Justin Rogers. It's really not fair because he only had the one pass. But his QBR was a half. He got a 0.5 QBR. But everybody else, Chase Forrest, you just mentioned him, 5 of 14, 2 interceptions, a 6.1 QBR. 6.1. Oh, that's not the worst in the game. Grayson Mulstein? The third string now, to his credit. I think he's the third string QB for TCU, if I'm not mistaken. A 1.7 QBR. Do you know how... you almost have to try to suck that bad to get a 1.7 QBR. That's just atrocious. And then Chase Garber's Cal starting QB had an 11.1. Just a bowl of suck. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'll just pick up the highlights.
So between that bowl and the bowl that got postponed in Dallas for Lightning, how was bowl season yesterday?
And then I was going to go home and maybe pick up on the Minnesota-Georgia Tech game, but then I'm listening to AJ and Fred. I'm like, well, this sounds awful. We've got fat punters running around. I was like,
well, huge.
This bowl season sucks so far. I cannot wait for Saturday.
Saturday's going to be a
good
day.
Get here. I'm ready for that. But so far, we didn't even mention this yet this week, but your Cougars, I know we talked briefly about it.
Oh, boy.
Man, it's time to start over, U of H.
A lot of people were saying that.
It's time to start over.
A lot of people were calling for Major to be done.
Everything.
I already said that.
Everything. I mean, when you get rolled like that.
I already said Major can go. I don't care.
That's the biggest deficit ever for a bowl game, is it not?
Yeah. It was like, what was it?
He's not the right coach for the program, man.
It was like 137-2.
Yeah.
I mean, it was something like that. It was close.
I'm over Major. I don't care. I'm over it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just like TCU.
Even if Browse's kid gets the job?
No. Then I'll stick with Major at that point.
There you go. Because you know that's a whole other can of worms. Jong boycotted U of H because of it. Fred did the same.
Hey, man, good for them. We're all alum, man. And when you graduate from a school like that, you don't want them associated with that kind of stuff. You just don't.
70-14 was the final score of the Army U of H game.
6.5-point spread, and that's the score.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I went back and forth between taking Army and giving the points, and then the points kind of fluctuated. I'm like,
I told you, without King and U of H can't. I told you, U of H, they lost to SMU.
Right, but
no one loses to SMU. You knew this defense sucked. No Ed Oliver.
So that's what I'm thinking. And I'm thinking, but Army's a ball control team. They just want to run it and run it and run it and run the clock and make sure like the high-powered offense of Houston stays off the field. I'm like, the under's the easier play. I'll just go with the under. Wow, was I wrong.
507 yards rushing.
Is what Sick. Army and I knew they were going to run it.
They averaged 8.7 yards a carry. That means every time they handed the ball off, all 58 times, on average, they were less than 2 yards away from a first down the next play.
And all you got to do is if you get an eight one time, you get eight another. Guess what? First down, first down, first down, first down.
Wait, that'd be 16.
And then you score 70. That's crazy, man. That's just, yeah, I think it's time for U of H to look elsewhere. That experiment should be over with.
I don't think he's going to get fired, but I would like to see him go. I think he's going to stay for at least another season.
You think so?
They get on the hotline and try Lane Kiffin again?
No.
If you're TCU, do you look at replacing Gary Patterson at this point?
No. He still had such a long run. It's hard because I know it's a what have you done for me lately sports world these days, but he's done so much for that program over the years. I mean, you got to look at the recruiting class and everything too, but think, hey, you know, you're entitled to a stinker every now and then for what he's been able to do.
Yeah. Their third string quarterback was playing.
Yeah. Because you think about some of the quarterbacks he's got to transfer there when you never thought they would consider TCU. Some of the big games where they got, you know, they got big bowls.
Plus, he's a winning coach, man.
Yeah.
You always have to consider, hey,
he's no major apple.
You want to win or do you want to, you know, be mediocre?
7-6, though, for that program right now.
That's just in one season, though. But if you look at him overall, that's a winning coach.
Yeah, I agree.
That's an absolutely winning coach.
Yeah, I wouldn't be ready to move on. Although, I would say that if they did that, U of H should pick up the phone.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, if you get a guy like that,
I don't know if
to
he'll come
to U of H, that
but
would
I'm
be
not
big.
Mad at that.
They lost three games last year, but in 2016, they lost another six games. I mean, it's not like he's been.
He's 167
but
and 63.
You can't overemphasize the mediocre seasons and downplay a three loss season, which is pretty damn good, especially at TCU.
No. I mean, up until 2015.
He was rolling.
Yeah, I mean, losing one, two games here and there every season, that's great. But in the last 3 years, he's lost six games twice in 3 years. That's not great. And especially with a program that expects to be, that you know, 4 years ago was in the hunt for a national title at one point.
He lose a bowl game by 70-14.
No.
Just want to point that out.
He did not give up 508 yards rushing, but he sure as hell threw four interceptions. And squeaked by a 7-6 season. I mean, think about that. They were, 6-6 going into that bowl game?
So you're trying to get Gary fired.
Yeah,
I know,
are.
Gary. I'm going to text him.
Text him. I don't care. Get him on the show.
That would be great.
That would be great. And yeah. I would ask him, should you be fired?
He had Gary.
Isn't that like a dumbass question? Though? You'd see reporters ask that.
They'll ask it, but they word it like
yeah.
Smart reporters
Do
word it right.
Do you think you should be fired? Like, who's going to go, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing about reporters when they ask, like, do interviews like that and questions. Speaking of that,
question though.
No, it's not. But I don't think you would ask it. But speaking of interviews, yeah. I just want to give a shout out to the suspects.
Okay.
So you know, I've got the podcast, the 15 that I've been working on, where I interview viral stars and find out what it's like life after going viral.
Yeah.
So Raheel had given me the idea to ask Ken Bone.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, he's very accommodating on Twitter. He responds to a lot of people. So I was like, okay. So I tweeted to him. I was like, hey, Ken, I'd love you to do the podcast. Nothing. Send him a message. Nothing. Send him a message on Instagram. Nothing. I couldn't get this dude to respond to me. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there and like try to publicly shame him. So I was like, man, someone please tell Ken Bone to do my podcast so that we can have some fun. And then like Cody Stutes retweeted it and said, Ken, you should do it, man. It's going to be great. All the listeners started tweeting him like, do it, Ken. You should do it. I wake up this morning. What's in my Twitter feed? Ken Bone going, all right, fine. Let's do it. And he private messages me his email. Shout out to the suspects. Made it happen.
They're amazing. Good.
I'm pumped about
they literally are amazing. No matter what the case may be, if you just turn it over to the listeners.
It's crazy.
More times than not, as we know, that we do have a few percentage points that are negative. But most of them, they're fantastic.
And I shouldn't be as excited as I am for the interview, but I'm like looking forward to it.
Why shouldn't you be excited?
It's Ken Bone. I don't know. I mean,
you should be excited.
But I'm excited about that. And then I think what happened was I was also, remember the dude, the don't tase me bro guy?
Yes.
Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
When the dude was at a rally, like it was a political thing, and he was trying to get some political points made, and they kicked him out, and he was fighting it, and then they tased him, and he's like, don't tase me, bro. You remember that?
I think I do. I vaguely remember it.
Don't tase me, bro was a big thing
Google
on the
it.
Internet. Yeah. And but I think he saw the thing between me and Ken, because I also woke up to him finally saying yes after I'd asked him a week and a half ago. So now I'm all like geeked up. Marvin, our boy Marvin out of Philly, he's going to do it.
I was working on Marvin for you, too, and he's a good kid.
I'm pumped, man. This is going to be fun.
When do you start?
The 14th, I'll be doing two interviews on the 14th, and the first one launches January 15th.
Of 2020?
2019.
I thought this was like the Bulls preview. Like, you're going to do all this build-up, and then the Barry podcast will start in 2020.
Yeah, it drops. Well, since I'm doing everything with the 15, it's going to drop on 30-15.
There you go. Boom. It's a 30 for 30 on 30 for 15. All right, Joe, hang in there. We see you. We'll get you. If you want to join Joe and hit up the HR&P Lister line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects. Hour number one, three-hour show. Obviously, it's a slow sports week, and if you consider the jocularity that happened in college bowl games that we already covered, it's not just slow. It came to a screeching halt yesterday, but hopefully things will pick up for everyone today and tonight. We've got the walk-on bowl going on right now between Temple and Duke.
Yep.
We have the Pinstripe Bowl from Yankee Stadium following that at 4:15 Central.
Awesome. Love the Pinstripe Bowl. Big fan of Pinstripes.
My boys are in it this year. So that's the other thing I don't like. Wisconsin's playing Miami for the second straight year in a bowl game.
Okay.
Why? Just mix it up. I don't think anybody should have to, unless it's the national championship or something like that. Like, I get Alabama-Clemson, but Wisconsin-Miami for the second straight year? Nah.
And that was your pick for AJ?
I took Wisconsin in the points, yes.
So you took Wisconsin.
But your boy, Horny Brook, is not playing.
He sucks. I've told you that forever. He just sucks.
Well, I mean,
you have said that pretty
much. Wisconsin's offensive line is going to be the difference in the game. They're going to control the line of scrimmage, and they're going to run. They have Jonathan Taylor.
What did Vegas Insider have the line at?
I think 4.5.
No.
Plus 4.5 for Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Dang. Well, it's right now at 2.5.
Well, I got Wisconsin in 4.5.
That's much better. Yeah. If you got them at 4.5, you're good. How long ago did you send your pick in?
Like before the show.
Huh?
Before the show.
You didn't get them at 4.5.
I did.
Then you lied.
It could change. You don't know. I mean, you don't know. It could have changed in 45 minutes or an hour. Absolutely.
No, you can literally click on the Vegas Insider thing, and it shows you the line movements by minute, and it's never been 4.5. You got it at 2.5.
Let me see.
If you came on before the show, it was 2.5. It's been 2.5 all day long.
Why do you always have to be a fly in my ointment? I just
at 12:35 a.m. on 12:27, it was 2.5, and it hasn't moved since. So it can't be 4.5 that you got it right before the show. In fact,
no, you're right.
Vegas Insider, it's never been 4.5.
I got it for 2.5. You're right.
I was going to tell you, if you got it at 4.5, I like the pick. 2.5, I would have taken Miami.
Well, we'll see. Did you check your spread?
I did.
Your spreadsheet?
I did.
Screw that.
In fact, I was really like, I forgot that Will Greer was out for the Mountaineers, West Virginia. Because I was like, why in the hell is Syracuse a 2.5-point favorite?
That line has been all over the place. Yeah.
And then I looked at the bylines for the game, and I thought, oh, that's right. Mr. Greer's talking about
Michigan's running back is out.
Going into Greer's the draft.
Out. Yeah.
So that takes that game off the table for me as far as a game to pick. Anytime you get something like that, it's like,
the NFL games are crapshoot.
Same
too.
Thing.
The Giants, because I was talking to you before the show about it, the Giants are actually giving points to the Cowboys because the Cowboys have nothing
crazy
to play for.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of games like that. If you don't have a game like Indy and Tennessee, or Pittsburgh needs to win, or you know all the, or the Texans, all the games that really have a team that has some kind of inspiration to play for, something that means something, you got to be careful because there are some real big trap games out there this week.
Yeah, I mean that Michigan game, their running back is out.
Yeah, that's what I was
looking at that. You've got the we're missing the West Virginia game. Ed Oliver had set out of the U of H game because you know he was going to go pro.
Hurt. Yep.
Yeah. I think one of the games that I'm looking at that this might end up being my pick, but this Iowa State, Washington State game.
Yep.
I think I might be on that. I think all things considered, I think Washington State a little angry based on what's happened this year.
And they'll put some points up.
And they will put some points up. And I just wonder, the line opened at 1. The consensus line was 1 on Vegas Insider, and immediately jumps to 6.5, Washington State, -6.5. So it's all the way back down to 2.5. I kind of like that. Now, unless there's something I'm missing,
well, that's
that I
one of the
heard,
ones I consider too.
News-wise, if I haven't, I haven't heard anything, so I don't know. Maybe I need to do a little more research. But if I can get Washington State at 2.5, I like that. Especially when you consider at one point people were paying and giving up 6.5 against Iowa State. I think that's doable for them. So that's probably going to be my pick for AJ. Have you made your pick yet, Nick? For AJ,
I'm trying to.
And you know what I think you should do?
Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay. Go ahead.
Take the opposite of this.
I think you should take Iowa State.
Okay. Look, the spread's not that bad, so it's not like...
2.5?
I mean, you seem pretty confident in Washington State.
Who are you going to NFL?
I don't know yet. I haven't done my spreadsheets.
I took the Eagles.
I haven't done my Gazentas.
I took the Eagles, given the Redskins 6.5.
Eagles suck, man.
But they got to win.
Yeah.
And Josh Johnson's going to lead your Redskins, Nick? Thank you. Look, next.
If I'm a betting man, I'm certainly not betting on games that don't matter.
Right.
Like you said, the Dallas Giants game. I'm certainly not betting or picking. And in our case, we've got $20 and a plate of wings on the line here. Serious business. Which, by the way,
talk about that.
I just want everyone to know that this stupid ass game that we got suckered into by AJ.
You must be in last place. You must be in last place.
No. We're healed by a landslide right now.
This was all a setup for AJ to get free wings and some money. That's
now,
all this was.
The next time, if I do this next year, he's definitely he's making the picks public.
All I want at this point is Jerry Bowe to win. But since we don't know AJ's picks and the fix is in, it's not going to happen. I just want Jerry Bowe to win.
That's an interesting point. Yeah.
Yeah, we've never seen AJ pick a game. Now he says, oh, I give it to Fred all the time. Well, you don't think he's going to split the money with Fred? When they gamble.
When they split at Prime
split
Social.
And go to Prime Social. You don't think they wouldn't split this money too? I ain't an idiot.
There's
I know
the conspiracy
he's
theory.
He's cheating.
Yep.
He could be. I'm not going to say he's cheating. He could be cheating. But
he would never do something like that. I completely disagree with that.
My thing is, I don't have 15 people wing money. So you know what? What he didn't say. Now.
You know my idea.
What?
That I told you about how to make that work.
What?
Was you just call chicken nuggets boneless wings.
And dude, that was a smart idea. My idea was, he didn't say how many wings you had to buy. I'll buy 15 wings. I'll just buy. Look, you said I had to buy wings for everybody. Guess what? 15 wings, everybody got a wing. I'm done.
That's the thing, man.
I'm gonna buy 15 wings.
And if Palillo would lose, that would be the ideal one because he's sponsored by Big City Wings.
He should have just tanked.
Which we should be. And then, yeah, Palillo could have. And I've talked to Sam about this before. And I know Sam's like buddies with Charlie. He loves Charlie. But he listens to our show. I'm like, Sam.
He could love us too.
If Charlie loses, it's business for everybody. It's great for business to have everybody come in for a wing party.
And saying about, yeah.
But, like, I told to Barry, if he loses, what they got a couple of fast food joints out there right now. They're getting 10 nuggets
right now,
for a buck.
I'm gonna go
$10 in and you're good.
Man, child, please. I'm going to go to Haas and Imran at Cowboys and Indians and beg for free wings. Please, Haas, can you give me, like, just two plates of wings?
I'll give you two plates of wings and cut the sponsorship.
Man, I'm be like, bro, you know Lance is in. I got
to
feed his big ass.
Oh,
you know he's hungry.
You got that right. Put anything on that table out in the open for Lance.
AJ's
it's
almost
gone.
Three bills again. I got to feed him?
Did you?
Fred's getting skinny. At least Fred's.
How about the fact that Lance went and ate off of Eric Sandler's desk? He went and ate a day and a half old cinnamon roll that had just been sitting out in the open. That's desperation, man. He's got to get out of that cave.
My stomach can't handle
that
stuff like that. Nope.
That's a shame.
He's got to get out of his office cave and stop watching tape enough to eat.
Just, yeah,
man, he comes out, he's hangry. He gets it going. All right, that's one in the book. Still got 2 hours of the big show. Lots to get to. Rockets back on the court tonight. Texas preparing for not a must win, but a big game against the Jags. And lots of other things on the agenda. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the second hour. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.